Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. May steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Horta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gritch. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Gritch steals second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. May reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. Varney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kelly trying to get to home. Blair throws the ball into Hendricks, who tags Kelly, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. May reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Baylor scores. Grich moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. Tony Muser now playing first base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.